Okay, let's open Bible Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1, page 805. Okay, I will read from verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Okay, let's read together verse 6. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Okay. Pastor Lee just finished his Bible seminar in Russia. I think now he went to Vatican. It's quite near from the Russia. I'll also thank you to the Lord that he gave us a chance to learn the Bible this morning. So in order to learn about the Psalm chapter 1 or so, I just read for you. So normally scholars say that chapter 1 can be compared as the letters, those who live in the garden. It's like a paradise without a death. And that paradise became a lost paradise because of the one man, and there came deaths. And so, as it is said in the Bible, now people became like a garden of a synagogue, and David has sent a letter, God has sent a letter to them. The people living in this world and seeking for something that is worthless, including like money and fame, and to be the great person in this world. And they're seeking for those things. So that's why this paradise became like they lost their paradise. I think there is no one who says that our aim to live is to get a happiness in this world. So I think it's very few people can answer what is the happiness, what is the rejoice. But surprisingly, I think Psalm chapter 1 start with the definition of happiness, and also the psalm, end of the psalm, also ended with the word of happiness. So I think the true happiness is to know about Jesus Christ, and also this psalm, actually this book, ended with the word, the praising to the Lord. Actually, precisely, some scholars say that a psalm is psalm is placing in the middle of the book among 189 books in this Bible, and psalm has like 178 chapters, and it is a kind of center of the Bible, just like a heart in our body, and this. The size is like our fist, and it places in the center of our in the Bible. All the organs in our bodies works very similarly itself, and that maintains our healthy condition and our life. As it is when you read this psalm, this psalm is like a song. So it's a word of songs. It's full of word of songs. Now you can see, you can meet the eagerness for seeking of salvation, and also we can read the praises of the born again Christians. So it can be like kind of part of our body. Some can be said that it's a part of our body. And you can see all the Holy Spirit. And also some people say it's like it could be a build-up of poem. It's like a poem. So it says here, verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. So I'm going to preach about the thumb based on this verse 2. I think it's verse 1 and 2 is quite interesting. The subject, it says blessed. It says, and also, and in his law he meditates day and night, and with the verse 2. Last day, 30 years ago, well, I stopped the meditation and tried to read the Bible, but I could not. And I found myself that I could not read the Bible. But 1985, I newly could born again. And after that, I found myself, I meditate the Bibles every day, and I gave thanks to the Lord. So, blessed is the man, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. But it's very easy to say that blessed man could be the one who is very rich. But in this Bible, it says it explains about the blessed person very separately with the people, so it says here, those who has not committed sin can't be blessed. But we can easily understand if you just say simple man or wicked man, or some of the people very arrogant. I think it's very hard to understand. It's very confusing, this word. But it says here, Reshaim is like a wicked person who committed sin. In Hebrew, and Hebrew says, it explains about the man, a wicked man who committed sin, and also the man who is the sinners are scornful is the one who is very arrogant. I think you people probably have an experience that you cannot avoid sitting in the seat of the scornful or in the path of the sinners, or walk in the counsel of the ungodly. But if you take a look at on this verse 3, it says here, planted by the rivers of the water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. So it also says in the praising our hymn, it says, whenever you see your, we sing like, and whatever you do shall prosper. But is your life just prosper always? Why it says here, Bible says, your life will be prosper, but your life is not actually. So why is the, what's the reason for that? So I think it's very important to check out ourselves, that whatever we do, the meditations, day and night. I think it's very important to look back at yourself, whether you do according to the Bible says. And also, verse 6, if you take a look at verse 6, it says, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous. So, God knows the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. So who is the righteous? The righteous man is those who has been born again Christian, who receive the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And this kind of person can't be admitted by the God. But unbeliever might look that it could be great passes whenever they choose. But God does not think that it's quite worthwhile. It's worth walking into according to their ways. So the righteous way or not can't be decided by the God. And that's what God says here in the Bible. How about the wicked person? Can you take a look at chapter 4? It says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. So even, you know, there's a bunch of the chaff, but it'll be driven out only by one off of wind. Maybe, you know, you could be very, you have a very healthy condition, but maybe, you know, you could have diseases some of the days and you did not, you know, have any power to get over those things. Okay, let's go on to Book of John, chapter 20. I'm sorry, 1 John, chapter 2. Verse 15, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, from verse 15 to 17. Okay, let's read together. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So it says what? You envy for the world or not? Do not look for the things belong to this world. That's what it says here. Such as like authority or the money or your power. Maybe it was those things were your purpose of your life, but it can't be driven away like a wither, like a weed driven away like a wither. Recently, we have news of our president that he will be re-elected as a president or not. But I think, you know, if we not be reelected, then he will not become like a president. So this, you know, the sinner is like a ship which will be driven away. So we don't know much about the things that are coming next tomorrow. So we don't know much about the things that happens in the futures. You know, that has been written in the Bible in Psalm chapter verse 1. So your life is a very tiny thing. So your life is nothing, and it will just pass away. So even though you have a first day, but if you don't have a next, then But I think it's nothing for it. It's like someone who look for wealth. I think it's very foolish to look for wealth. So throughout the words written 3,000 years ago, we can understand those kind of things. So let's go back to the second things that God has explained about the sinner. Says here, verse 6, "For the Lord the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." So the last judgment will be come to you in the last day of this world, and this sinner, it says, ungodly person will be perished in at the end. So righteous, even they wait for the last judgment, but the ungodly will be perished. Those who wait for the Lord is the righteous person, and those who expect that end of the world does not expect for the end of the world can be said as an ungodly person. Those who fear of the last judgment, and meanwhile there is the people who are expecting the second coming of the Jesus Christ. So as it is, we can separate the wicked person and the righteous person into two parts. So I'd like to remind that the necessary things that there's a four factors that necessary Christians, born again Christian, has to do is what? The preaching, prayer, fellowships and services, providing services. We have been meditated several times, and whenever we have a Wednesday's worships, well, we inquire this kind of question to Pastor Lee, and we reminded like several times, and Pastor Lee ask us several times whenever we do these kind of things or not. But why does he repeatedly saying this kind of word? Because he knows that he's still concerned about the people, those who come to the church very well, but they don't do it according to the Bible whenever they go back, whenever they're in their home. So that's why he's saying it rapidly to the people about the things that we should do. So pastor says, you know, we all should read the 3 pages a day. Well, if you haven't read this verses yet, but then you can read right now, and when you go back, you know, you can read the rest of the 2, and you build up your Christian life like this, and then you can increase reading the Bibles. After all, then you will be grown up. But easily people says that just reading can be the meditations. Of course, I think it's very essential things to read the Bible. We say, like, you know, if you just roughly go through the Bible, it's like in Korean tongue, but it's English can't be expressed like just read the Bible. Well, but reading the Bible cannot change your life more in deeply in detail. Or, you know, how many, you know, we have heard about these kind of things throughout the Wednesday and, you know, Sunday worships. 104 times we have heard about this word through the preaching worship. Now we came here and we said that we are in the bond of the word. But we can't say that, we can't rule out, you know, saying like that we miss that. The word that we have heard has helped our Christian life so far. And that's why we came here. So last week, I was very impressed having a word Wednesday worship preached by Pastor Saul in Jeonju Church, and I have an impressive word. And when I go back to home, when I got back to home, I thought about myself, you know, and I looked at myself. I thought like this, what kind of verses can keep me from, can make me to meditate, you know, the Bibles? Maybe, you know, you people can think like this and take a look into some of the verses that church has been preached to you. Can help you out or not, or what verses can give you the lessons to you throughout, you know, having word in Wednesday on Wednesday and Sunday. What kind of verses can change your life? I think it's very few verses can change your life, but it's kind of law, the written the verses in the Bible. So it says here, and in his law he meditates day and night. In English it says meditates. Some of the people who like the listening to classic music may understand meditations. Actually, surprisingly, this meditate word came from the Latin word medicate. It says medicate. So I think it's more, how do you say in English? It says medicine, right? So meditation, is actually this medicate stems from this medicine word. So it should be start from like this. Medication and came from medicate. Medicate came from medicine, and this meditate came from the medicate. So whenever you came down with flu, then you're gonna have a medicine or pills, and that helps you. So when you have a headache, then you have a aspirins of some pills that heals our body. So if you have pills, then you will be recovered. As it is, meditation is like something that comes into your body and that affects your hurt. Not only your body or life, but also your spirit. So we can say that we have been meditated whenever we see our life changed. So meditation is like have a deep thought of yourself and find out, you know, the real ground meaning of the words. That's what it called the meditation. I think it's in many cases, you know, think deeply about the Bible verses and they don't really meditate the words. So what kind of good things are there when you do the meditations? And something that we should do, and I will explain something that we have to do to carry out these meditations. Now, we thought about the meditation of the word. Now, I think let's more deeply go through the meditation of the word. I think it's not meditation of the word is not for all, but there are other things. Okay, let's open. Let's go to Psalm chapter 7, chapter 77. Psalm chapter 77. Verse 12, 856 page, chapter 77, verse 12. Let's read together. I will also meditate on your work and talk of your deeds. It says here, I will also meditate on all your work. So that could be your meditation. Okay. And let's go back to chapter 63, verse 6, 7. Okay, let's read together. Whenever I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. Whenever I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in night watches. It's like thinking about the Jesus Christ. I think it's one of the great meditation. But I would like you to think about the meditation that expressed in the Bible. I think it's very good to meditate through the Bibles and also think about the Jesus Christ himself. Meditation cannot be done not only in the morning but also it says day and night. So you can meditate the word day and night every day. It says here, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watch. I think it's very hard to meditate him in the night watches, but there is no kind of we don't have a certain times that we do meditate, but so most important things about the meditation is to meet the God, the Lord. Especially in the morning, early in the morning, whenever you open your eyes and you see, you meet the Lord. That's one of life, one of a Christian's life. They will be pretty good looking from God. Now it says here, I remember you on my bed. It says, when I heard the word from Pastor Hong, he says, one of the born again Christians' Christian life can't be started from their bed. I think it's very, very meaningful things. Regarding this word. Above all, the most important thing is to meet the God. So, how can you see the God without meditating him through the Bibles? So, Pastor Hong says, I think meditating the God is like a sincere dating. In the morning, we have a sincere dating with the God. After Moses' death, now Joshua became the leader, and he got the leadership from the Lord. when you read the Joshua chapter 1, it says, now he is making his hurt very strong and strengthening his hurt. And, okay, let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Lord says to him something. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Verse 3 says here, 320 page, chapter 1, verse 8. Let's read together. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So as a reader, the first thing, the most important thing to do is what it says here, shall meditate in it day and night, and may observe to do according to all that it is written in it. So meditate is like having dialogue. It's like give and take. So we can't, if you just read the Bible, you can't, you won't be able to understand what God's will is. But there's an apparent differences between a meditation and reading. Some church school had a survey. And someone, they sort of, some of the people who can have a dialogue with their parents. And the result came out like 12%, only 12% student, have a dialogue with their parents. But parents says, you know, and they have a survey with, the students and the parents. And the parents says, result of the parents came in like 20%, 90%, and the students came in only 20%, 12% or 15%. So we don't say that kind of thing is a dialogue. Okay, let's go to Psalm. Psalm 119 and 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. So how can he meditate all the day? I thought that this reporter could be false. Yes, in order to meditate all day, we cannot do by reading just only three chapters of the Bible. And let's say that you read the three pages of the Bible and you hold it like you have learned a lot of lessons from it. Can you meditate with the word, with the looking, the verses of the Bibles in the day and night? I think that the Psalm chapter 1, verse 2 can give you the great answers, great lessons, whenever, if you think that you have to meditate in the day and night. Those who truly love Jesus Christ can do that, can do meditations day and night. And these verses may give them a great lessons. It says, do seek for his kingdom and his kingdom, then God will do everything for them. So what is the way that we could seek for his kingdom? You can find what it is through the Bible. And I think first thing to do to seek for his righteousness and heaven is to meditate the word of the Bible. So without meditation, you can do nothing. The born-again Christians can do nothing without the word written in this Bible. So I advise you to read, Bibles every day and night so you can meditate the word. Recently, I could read the book of the biography of born-again Christians. And especially, I would like to recommend this kind of books of a great Christian born-again Christians biography. That gives a great lesson to them, because they can see, they can feel the experience of the great born-again Christian through the book. So secondly, the meditation can't be like having deep fellowship with God. The Corinthians says, God called us to have fellowship with Him. So our fellowship is within the Lord and the Son of the one and only Son who sent by God. So without having this word, you cannot have a Christian life. Now we could be born again Christian as the children of God through the word. The Moses who led the 2 million of Israelites from Egypt, the great man, I once have the preaching trip to the China with the brothers sisters living in China, about 60, and they were not actually well organized, and I set one brother to be the leader of those groups, and I was just watching those people who came late, and I helped him, the leader, and there was like so I felt like it was a very hard job to do, to read only six people there were, but I was having a very hard job. But I thought how Moses could be hard to lead those 200 million to be out from Israel, Egypt. Okay, let's open Bible. Okay, Exodus chapter 133, chapter 33, verse 11. So it says, so the Lord spoke to the Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he will return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. So how deeply they had a fellowship with them. They even if you read the several terms of the Bible, you cannot have a face to face to the Lord. before he had a great leader, he was the little he was a little pastor who cares about lambs and who driven away from the Egypt, and he was and one day, and he had a voice of the God, and this wonderful power has changed Moses. Now, he did not change his life just as he has heard the voice of God. He asked, but rather he asked Moses, he asked the Lord that he is not fully qualified. As we compare the verse, chapter 11 says here, he became the one who kept listening to the word, and now he became like a great leader who brought, you know, 200 million Israelites from Israel. Now, 40 years, he spent like a great leader in the desert. There are many people who try to listen to the word of God. They go to temples, and they ask, you know, please show me once, please show yourself once. In the Old Testament, in the old times, there was a voice of the God, like Genesis chapter 3 says. And also, like God has said something, God has ordered Abraham to go, go to the place that God asked him to go. And also, that kind of word is written in the John, book of John. So I think it's very important to have a word and listen to the word, and it's most precise and most exact. I mean, most sometimes, you know, when I have a concert, you know, people ask me, I don't know what kind of, you know, what God asked me to do. I don't know what, you know, God asked me to do, what I should do, you know, according to God's will. I don't know what the God's will is, but sometimes ask me. But I advise him, whenever you pray to God, ask God then what kind of verses you need. And whenever the words can be, but maybe it could be, well, you can read, you know, from beginning of the Bible to the end, maybe you will understand his wills. We pray to the Lord that we pray for the Lord about his will, but we don't much read the Bibles. So in order to meet the God or hear the voice of God, it's very important, so you should read the Bibles. So that's why God says in the Psalm chapter 1, it says, blessed are those who meditate day and night. But ourselves does not meditate the word of God. The preaching is very beneficial to us. Maybe the Wednesday or Sunday worship can change your life, but It's not. it may help you some of the parts, but you know it cannot change your life. So that's why in the Pastor Lee's ask you to read the Bible very oftenly. If without you know meditating the Bible yourself, and just listen to the preaching, then that could be the poison to you. maybe, you know, whenever you hear the word, you might judge the people, oh yes, this kind of words can be beneficial to my wife or that person or this person, this, that brothers. He's kind of like a, you know, the words listener. So if you have ability, if you don't have any power to meditate yourself, then you will not be able to maintain your Christian life. So even though, you know, we have several times of recitations, even though we memorize the verses several times, but it doesn't work. Why? Even though you memorize these verses, you will not continue going forward. So I think it's a... But if you captured by the word, or if you always touched by the word that you have memorized in your life, then you will be able to be changed. Of course, I try to read it. I try to memorize the verse. Whenever I walk, whenever I go to bed at night, I recite these verses. I know, but in the very easily, you know, easily forget about, lose out all the verses that I have memorized. It will be so. I mean, medically said that you should recite the word verses like 2 times in 24 hours. So it's kind of the way, you know, that I taught to the students. When you go back to your home or when you go to some of the fellowship, then recite to in front of the brothers or sisters whenever you meet the verses that you have memorized, then it will be easily remember the verses that you have memorized. I think it's very, very effective. If you once memorize and then do it again after a week, then you will be more it will be very sustainable. So if this meditation, I mean, if this verses gives you the great lessons, and if you just softening in all absolved or saturated this verses that you have memorized, then you will not be moved away from your memory. Now the third thing is to eat the word by yourself, like feed the words by yourself. I think there's many Christians who is hunger of the word, and they themselves knew that, you know, that they are still lack of the words, lack of the knowledge of the words. But I think it's very important to think about whether we do the meditation by ourselves or not. Born again Christians who lost the ability to feed themselves with the word can't be said as a, well, say, let's say, like, you know, there's a Pierce Reservoir of the outside park in Singapore. I mean, those many, you know, the animals came to the people of the site thing and to get some food. But there's a kind of law that forbidden not to you know, give the food to the animals. But if you once did, then you will have a penalty like 7 million US dollars. So the people just, well, complained about, you know, I think it's too heavy to levy that kind of a penalty to the people, just giving you know, food to the money to the monkeys. Some of the people who visited U.S. can know about the Yellowstone called the park in the U.S. It's very big, so they drive in with the car, and there is some kind of sign that says, do not even little tiny food cannot be feed it to the animal, a fat to the animal. Because all this thing is, all this reason is that animals itself cannot feed themselves, because they will lose the power, they will lose the ability, they can find out the food themselves. If this, you know, side, the people, if these people, you know, give a food to them, that's why they are forbidding giving food to the animal. So God has written this kind of word like 3,000 years ago, that blessed are those who meditate all day and night. You know, all the words, verses written in the Bible is very important, but he but this is the among those important verses. Okay, let's go to Psalm chapter 8-10. Okay, Psalm 148:8-10. You will have the power to overcome this world if you fed it by the word, through your meditations deeply about the Bibles. Okay, 143:8, it says also, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk. So God wants us to have a fellowships and wants us to have a communication with Him. But we do not try to see Him. We do not try to listen to Him. Or we do not try to be fed by Him. So we frequently miss out the lessons that God tries to make us understand. Our daily battle can be called as a spiritual battle. Now we are in the front to have a spiritual battle. Those who have a spiritual battle will be armed with the Word of God. So for this reason, we should meditate the word of God. Now we have to cross the time river. Genesis chapter 1, it says about the time, and time begins from the Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. So we are always crossing the river of the time. There are two kinds of person who have the word of God or not. Those who will spend a worthless day without a word of God, but those who have a word of God, I strongly believe that he will experience the Jesus Christ and will win the day, and he will remember that he has been win the day. Colossians chapter 3. Okay, let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, page 327. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Well, through these Colossians, we see the verse 16, the earnest prayer of the Apostle Paul. Says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Those who are not fulfilled with the word, those who are not the Christians, those who are not fulfilled with the word of God cannot admonish others. Maybe they can. With the wisdom of the word, wisdom of the word of the word. Why this, you know, Apostle Paul prayed honestly to the God to fulfill with the word of God. Verse 17 says, giving thanks to God and Father through him. He relied on the Lord Jesus who saved us. And we should meditate him day and night. So if you do the meditation day and night, that will be very beneficial to us. So meditating to the Jesus Christ can be said like this. I will explain about the ways how we can do the meditation about Jesus Christ. So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1, 377, verse 15 and 16. Let's read together. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. This was the verses written in the letter of the Apostle Paul who wrote the 1900 years ago. Now he says here, be holy for I am holy, quoted by the Bible. Even if they are not holy, but they have an eagerness to live according to God's will. Like 100 Douglas Woolford Thornton, the student, who attended Cambridge like 120 years ago, they were saved. They have a long time Christian life, and they were like university students, and they were, I know that they were not easy to study Bibles because they were quite tied up with their work, with their study. But even though they were saved, they raised the kind of questions, why, even if they were born again Christians, why they have a vanity in their heart, and also the passions or greedy mind in their heart. So they started to live, they try to transform their life to be holy, and they started the QT. It's a QT, it's like a quiet time. I don't really like to like to use this kind of word, QT. I say just holy time. I mean sincere time. So students, you know, come to in the morning, and everyone else, they had a time that they can have a quiet time, so they can live like a holy. So those are born again Christians has copied his this kind of, you know, quiet times from them. And then now it has been spread out to the world, and people are now live like them before. Actually, there were seven peoples, and they transformed all their life, and they were all evangelists. And the most great evangelist among them and went to the China to preach the word. But he said some of the words to his juniors, and he said like this before he left to the China, you people all should have holy time. I think it's very important to have a holy time. I mean, sincere time to meditate the word of the God and to have a fellowship with the God. That's why he said the last word to them. Well, you know, just read the Bible the day and night. I think it's one of the necessary things you should do, reading the Bible. But deeply, just go to some of the silent place and do deep fellowship, deep meditation, sorry. Just, you know, you can pick like five verses and then you can meditate yourself very deeply. Maybe you feel the graces and the thanksgivings of the Jesus Christ. Maybe you can have many lessons from it. The things that you should have like can't be hymn, Bible, a note, kitty, a fellowship. I think, you know, the teachers in our church, in our Christian church school, now they made a kind of programs to do these kind of things. But I don't think is fellowship is a necessary thing. I think only the fellowship you can have is through this Bible. Maybe you can have a fellowship with the adults. Oh, there are many textbooks that we can learn from about the meditation. Well, you can buy those things, those books, and do some exercise on it. Well, I subscribed for the monthly the books, the published about the meditations, but I think that doesn't really work, because if you stay alone, even if you stay alone, you will not be able to do it by yourselves. And also, notes is very important, I think, because you have to put down all the things that, all the lessons that you have learned, on the notebook. Maybe you can write the things that you have, you understood that some of the words written in the Bibles then. I've seen some of the students who confessed that how he did the meditations before, and he confessed all the things that how he meditated the words, like he says, oh, I did like this, but I couldn't do it this way, but I tried to find that way that I could do the meditations, and it's like, I've seen, you know, some of the people try not to confess their testimony, and I think it's because they don't do much about the meditation, and they didn't learn much about the Bibles and lessons. That's why they don't really try to confess the testimony. So meditation is very important. And hymner, why do we need a hymner? Is that sometimes, you know, many people who stay alone, they don't read, they don't pray to God. They pray to God very well whenever they stay in the church, but whenever they go out other than church, they don't do the prayer, and they don't read the Bible. So whenever you stay with their parents, they pray to the God. But if they stay with the Gentiles, like unbelievers, they don't do much about play. So if they, you know, ask them to go to a PC room, I mean, you know, unbelievers ask them to PC room, well, you can deny those things. If you pray to the God boldly in front of them. Well, so if the word of God stays in your heart, then it will keep you from temptations. You know, even, you know, Bible says to the preachers of Habakkuk, the Bible says, you know, to meditate, even if you run, you meditate the word. There are many, you know, signs in the road, and maybe 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers, 100 kilometers, if you go there, you will see many signs, and many signs, but sometimes you may miss out, you know, getting into interchanges. Maybe you put some of the signs, like, you know, the emergency signs in your car, and then turn back and then try to get through the interchange. Why you passed out this interchanges, you should get out of that highway, is that the reason I was so speedy. It says here, even if you run, the word should keep in your heart so you can read. Even if you run fast, the word should always be you should always remind the word that kept in your yourself. how it is powerful to remind the word the living in your heart. Just, praise a song, some of the, verses related to you. Just find that and then just sing to the Lord. Very naturally, you will have a communication with God. Even people, they have a very natural communication with one another. Well, you don't have to write down things. Just, whenever you touched with the words, or the word of God, then you can just think, just praise the Lord to the Lord. So, in order to do the meditation, you should have a prayer. You should pray before you start meditation. Ask God, you can have a heart that you can do the meditations. So ask God, do not let our heart have for our temptation, but to the righteousness of your words. Well, if you pray 30 minutes or 20 minutes, just whenever you open your eyes, you will not have much time to play. So just briefly just pray to God. I think it's good to meditate the words 5 or 10 verses. So I think those who are beginner should start with the New Testament verses written in the Bibles. I think 5 or 10 would be good for reading the Bible, good for meditating the words. I think meditation is deeply think about the 1 or 2 verses that you have read. There's many kinds of the way to meditate words, prayers, meditation, inquiries of meditations, but even if you know those kind of way, but you will not be able to do the meditate. I think the most easiest way is the 9 verses meditations. So, it's the verses to meditate. So whenever you read the verses, you meditate the words. So the verses meditation is good because you can meditate the one verses all day long. So if you get used to it, then there is a space meditations, which we call meditation space meditations. So I hope you to understand and find out what it is by yourself. What's the space meditations? Okay, prayer, word, and meditation. The fourth thing is. The word. Why God has given you the word? Because He wants to live according to the word. But if the word that has been given by God does not applicable to you, then it will be worthless. There is a kind of 3P principles. The first one is person. It should be applied to personally, not to others, but yourself, or not your wife, or not to your mother. Just find out what things that should be applicable to me in my practice life. How does it affect to my practice life? The second one is a practical. It should be more in detail. Meditate the Samaritan stories. I should help the poor, and that should not be the end. Who is the poor people? like more in detail. Who is the poor people? Who is the poor person? And the third one is the possible. It should be possible to practice in your life. So it should be possible to put it in your in practice. Let's say that we have meditated the First Timothy, chapter 4. Now we play to the you map out the plan to play to the our cousin living in the States. Now we should call. Then if you made up your mind to preach your cousin, then she should call him and ask. Well, ask, you know, maybe you can ask the Pastor Park and then pray for it. I think it's very, very easy to touch on the words that says in the Bible, and I think it's very, sometimes it can't be very easily be impressive to you, but I think it's very hard to apply, very hard to practice those of the words that you have filled. Impressive. First, the important things to think about is the relationship between me and God. Between you and God, the most important thing is the will of the God. And secondly, we have to think about the relationship between you and brothers and sisters. Because you may find out yourself throughout the brothers and sisters. And also the relationship between me and me. The inner man and outer man. There's a relationship between inner man and outer man. So when I look back myself, you know, there's a lot of things that I should change my life. So I have to find out, you know, just one thing. I think it's very important to find out just one thing. Even if you do one thing, so you will spend a successful life. If you do one thing, then, you know, if you maybe, you know, the time goes on, then you will find out how you have been changed. Just, you know, do not try to do a lot, but just do only one that you can do. Only think about your capability that you can do. Just do it one every day and night, then you will be surprisingly changed. The last thing is we should pray, you know, at the end of the meditations. Now, we meditated and touched it and planned that something that you should do, then you should put it and you should pray for the things that you did. So there should be, you know, some earnest prayer to the God that you have done for the meditations. I think we don't have much time. So I explained about the meditations, and I think we should wrap up this worship earlier. So time is on. So I'm sorry I can't tell you all the things about the meditation that we should do, but I think it's very important things to live. We should live according to wills, and blessed are those who meditate the words of the Bible all day and day and night. I've told these things before in the last summer retreat. Some people say I read the Bible like 5 verses for a day, and the brothers who sat next to him said like I read the Bible like 5-10 verses a day, and then the sister sitting next to them said like this and smiled, and I read the Bible verses and then I put it in my practice. Okay, let's pray to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why you chose us among the many peoples in this world and gave us your lovingness, and you gave us eternal hope and graces, and we give great thanks to you, and we glorify to you only. Not only saved us, but also you gave us life in this world, and never abandoned us, and also please let us to live on behalf of you, and also and you told us to meditate your words all day and long, and there are many of the words that we should meditate, and please let us to step your please let us to follow your steps and learn from you. And although we are reading the Bible, sometimes we do not do the meditations. Sometimes we don't really read the Bibles. From today, please let us to work. Please let us to do according to your wills, and let us live within you. And please let us to be understand you through the meditations of the Word, and please let us to have the lessons that we can live according to you. And also please be with those who are not here today, and please give them a chance to understand your wonderful words. And we pray it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.